Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I want a feeling.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Stephen. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
All right. I've got about 5 symptoms, I guess you could call them, that have been bothering me here the last 2 or 3 years, and my doctor can't seem to get a handle on it. I'll just run them through real quick and see if maybe you can point me in the right direction.
Okay.
I get a dull headache, and I'm pretty fatigued. It's kind of like it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. With the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. It definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back, and I just want to take another nap.
And how long has it been going on for?
I said about 2 to 3 years.
Hmm. And you've been to the doctors, you talked to them, and what have they said?
The doctor, he just said there was nothing wrong, said I was working too hard. I do work between 70 and 90 hours a week, but it's not labor-intensive work. I don't feel tired from work. It's a little bit different feeling than that.
Do you feel depressed at all?
No.
Okay. Energy levels are low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you... couple of questions. Is your temper, when you say moody, are you just more on edge? Things set you off that normally shouldn't?
Yeah, I mean, just little things like, for instance, not being able to load the truck the way I wanted to the other day. It's nothing. It means nothing to me, but for some reason that just set me off. But I was feeling, you know, with those other symptoms at the same time that happened, and so it just sparked. Yeah, so there's a temper involved with it.
And what is your age?
I'm 29.
29, you married?
Yes.
Okay. How's sexual function?
It's normal, I would say, you know, 4 times.
I mean, has it changed in the last year?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's how I said.
Okay, all right, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Well, it's probably, it sounds like, just by some of the symptoms that you're talking about, it sounds like dopamine. And it's a chemical in the brain. It's what we call a neurotransmitter. Okay. And, you know, it really, dopamine itself are one of those brain chemicals that it plays a big role in keeping an elevated mood. So, you know, feeling good and not just from more of an energy standpoint, but just more just mentally feeling good. And that snappy temper is always a key player with dopamine. It always is. And so it's one of those things where when you get your dopamine levels down, 70, 90 hour work week, one of the biggest things that can drive dopamine levels on the floor is actually working too much. I know we're in an economy right now, you know, to say that, I'm not knocking it at all, so I get it. But I'm just saying that there has to be something done so you can support your body and really get those levels back up. Because dopamine, I mean, it is, for a guy, that plays a role in our testosterone. And it can suppress sexual function, and that's why I was kind of asking that. But if it's not to that level, so you're still pretty young, you take a guy that's like 45 and get his dopamine levels low, and his sexual function is going to be really decreased. So it's one of those deals where getting dopamine levels up is something you can definitely do. But it got to work on some of the nutrition as well. You can get a blood test done, by the way, and check on your dopamine levels. You know, the urine dopamine test. So there's several ways to check your levels. But I can tell you just by a lot of those symptoms, it's what it sounds like it is. And if they've done regular blood testing and all that with your primary care physician, and they're just saying, well, you're just stressed and you're working too much, I mean, along with adrenal fatigue, that's probably what you're looking at. So I mean, there's several things that have been known to be helpful. From a nutritional standpoint, they found some foods that can be really helpful with dopamine. So are you eating a good diet now, or do you just kind of eat whatever because you're working so much and you got to just do what you can?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah, it's whatever I can grab whenever, and there's no set schedule. It's a lot of fast food.
It is a lot of fast food?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could make changes on that? I mean, could you make your food and somehow pack it and take it with you? I would really recommend doing that. It's going to be kind of a hassle at first, but if you plan well, then it can make a difference. I really believe when it comes down to brain chemistry, like what we're dealing with probably here, if that's what it is, then, you know, you always want to look at food. Food can be your best medicine so many times. And when you're eating a lot of fast food, processed food, you know, flour-based foods like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, and then, of course, you throw in all the additives that they put in to fast foods, you know, it's like a brain chemistry nightmare. And if you do that over and over again and you're working these hours, then it can make things really tough. So here's some keys for dopamine, all right? Good lean quality proteins are really big that also contain some fats. So lean red meat, fish like salmon, spinach is really good too. It can, as a vegetable, it can play a real big role in helping dopamine levels. Nuts are really good, like almonds and walnuts and cashews and all. And then also any of the nut butters, avocados are really good. So keeping those healthy fats up can play a big role with dopamine. Now I'll tell you another one, chocolate. Not milk chocolate, but more of the dark, dark chocolate, like 75% or so. It's a little bit more bitter, but it plays a big role in raising dopamine levels, can be very helpful. Now, from a supplement perspective, which I think are good, especially if you're running as hard as you are, vitamin C plays a big role. Vitamin B5 has some good research behind it. And then there's some other ones for dopamine that are really good, like taurine is really good, phenylalanine. So if you really get focused on it, you eat good lean quality proteins, you keep your carbohydrates to fruits and vegetables for the most part, and you get those healthy fats in throughout the day, like snacks in between meals, big handful of almonds, and maybe an orange or an apple or whatever you can knock out pretty quickly. And those kind of things you can keep with you in your car, and it's just easy to get down. But yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, just making sure you make better choices from the food perspective can be really helpful, and some of the supplements can help as well. So I think that's probably what you're looking at. Also a little bit of adrenal fatigue. And that's only, I mean, to cut down adrenal fatigue, I mean, at the end of the day, Stephen, it's really going to come down to cutting your work hours. And I know that probably can't happen. So sleep when you can. That's what they told us in our medical training in the hospitals. Sleep when you can, eat when you can, and don't mess with the pancreas, which means don't eat a lot of processed food. So that's the truth. Keep me posted on how things go.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils. And those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Call now,
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, preferred wellness providers are in your area. Got them all over the place, and our network is growing every single day. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle-based principles to take care of you from that fashion, combining traditional methods also with more of the more alternative and natural methods that are out there today. So just really gives you great options. And so we've got some great team of providers around the country, probably right in your hometown, that can take care of you. It's called a preferred wellness providers. And you can get in touch with our team members. We have a great team that works hard during the day to make sure you get where you need to go. So keep us posted on that. We've got all kinds of live events coming up. We're going to keep you posted. If you're not joined in to our social media, go to Get Well Radio, both on Facebook and Twitter. You can check out those on there as well. So stay in touch with us as that. You know, kids have been known to die by drowning, and the deaths were up years ago, but now the rate of children hospitalized yearly due to drowning-related incidents has almost dropped by half since the mid-1990s. The biggest drop occurred in the southern United States, where drowning-related incidents fell from 7 yearly hospitalizations per 100,000 children to only 3 annual hospitalizations per 100,000. So the report shows that we're doing a good job, said lead author Stephen Bowman, an epidemiologist and professor at the Johns Hopkins Center for Injury Research and Policy. His trends are going in the right direction, but there's still about 1,000 deaths from drowning in children per year. And that's too many. This is the first study to look at the trends in hospitalizations for drowning incidents in children. And the study is published in the latest issue of the Journal of Pediatrics. Every day in the U.S., about 10 people die from accidental drowning. Of these, 2 of the children, age 14 years or younger, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Drowning is the second leading cause of accidental death in children ages 1 to 19 in the United States, among children, infants, toddlers, and then the highest risk group. Near drownings, they say, can cause brain damage, which can lead to long-term health complications such as memory problems, learning disabilities, and permanent loss of basic functioning. Drowning is such a terrible, nasty injury because you're not getting enough oxygen, says Dr. Linda Kwan, a pediatric emergency room physician at Seattle Children's Hospital. You can have a cardiac arrest, and with medical assistance, your heart might be able to pump again, said Kwan, who was not involved in the work. But other organs, including the brain, may not be able to sustain such an injury, she said, which may explain how even after resuscitation, a person can still die after being hospitalized. So it's, I mean, if you have kids, it is scary. And, I mean, you look at the whole drowning situation and what can happen. I mean, it is terrifying. I can't imagine being a parent, what it would be like to you know, go through that and have to experience your child going through that. I can't even imagine. People that go through that, it's just incredible. Very sad. So do everything you can, obviously, to protect your child, to keep your family protected. If you have a pool at home, create whatever barriers you need, because when you least expect it, that's when the things happen. And that's when these accidents happen. It's just tragic. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now or go online. Shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
51-year-old male, and I have thrush, and I would like to know what I could do to get rid of it and what causes it.
Well, thrush is kind of an issue. I mean, it's usually caused with yeast candida, which is a yeast infection in the digestive tract, can show itself in the mouth, because typically what goes on in the gut will show itself in the mouth. And, you know, a couple of things you can do. Wormwood is known to be very good, and also black walnut. Now, the thing is, they have to be kind of rotated, like 7 days on, or 14 days on, 7 days off. Typically, it's what a lot of folks in the herbal world will tell you. But, yeah, I mean, it's very effective for clearing it out. But, you have to clear out your digestive tract first by getting rid of getting the wrong kind of foods out. So foods that contain a lot of sugar, processed flour, and those sorts of things are always going to be the ones or the culprits that will keep you from really thriving and to keep yeast in the body. Oregano oil is also very good. So you can find that at all the health food stores. That has been used for a long time. Doesn't taste the best, kind of potent, but man, it will clear out the digestive tract, clear yeast out like nothing you've seen. So those herbal formulas and also the oregano oil can be really, really beneficial. Might be something to look into when you're dealing with that. Don't forget the diet. Diet plays a big role. Dental health and bad breath, big issue. What health problems are associated with bad breath? Well, persistent bad breath, bad taste in your mouth, can be a warning sign of gum or periodontal disease. And gum disease is caused by the buildup of plaque on the teeth. The bacteria can cause toxins to form in the mouth, which irritate the gums. If gum disease continues untreated, it can damage the gums and jawbone. Other dental causes of bad breath include poor or poorly fitting dental appliances, yeast infections of the mouth, and other dental cavities. The medical condition for dry mouth, also called xerostomia, can also cause bad breath, and saliva is necessary to moisten and cleanse the mouth by neutralizing acids produced by plaque and washing away dead cells that accumulate on the tongue, gums, and cheeks. If not removed, these cells can decompose and cause bad breath. Dry mouth may be caused by side effects of various medications, salivary gland problems, or continuous breathing through one mouth. So bad breath can be reduced if you do a couple of things. Practice good oral hygiene, brushing twice a day with, of course, non-fluoride toothpaste. Remove food, debris, and plaque. Number two, see your dentist regularly twice a year at least. Number three, stop smoking and chewing tobacco. Of course, that's not helping anybody, you, or the breath. Drink lots of water, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, and play a big role. And keep lots of logs of how the food you eat so you can notice that when you eat certain foods that it can lean toward the bad breath issue. See your dentist on a regular basis. Make sure they follow a lot of natural principles and protocols like our preferred wellness providers do. And keep the biological dentistry at the forefront. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go on the line, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to be part of the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Going to the break, we were talking with Al. And Al smoked for quite some time and now is looking to get his lungs to regenerate. And Al, we were talking about just, you know, as far as what's the pattern or how long does it take to get the lungs to regenerate? Well, we know that some research tells us that after about an 8-year period of stopping smoking, that the lungs can get more to a state of where they were before you started. And some experts say that it can, that the tissue itself can completely go back to normal, which I think is pretty incredible. They do have some research that says vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, and taking certain doses of that can be helpful in regenerating the lung tissue. So that might be something you want to look into. Of course, the B vitamins are always helpful in so many different aspects, but vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, is one key in this. And your omega-3 fats, those are important. That might be something you want to think about. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really just a great thing that you quit. And I wouldn't try to hurry up the clock, let the body do what it's going to do. But the biggest thing is you stop down the major stressor, and that's cutting out the smoking altogether. How's your nutritional plan? Have you started any type of regimen along those lines?
No, not really. I
think I eat relatively healthy. I just eat regular food, to be honest with you. I don't look for the organic foods or anything like that. I'll have breakfast 3 or 4 times a week, and it may be eggs and hash browns. For lunch, I eat a lot of chicken. I won't plug a particular restaurant, but they make really good chicken, and I eat there quite a bit. And then for dinner, it's potpourri. It just depends on what's made at the house when I get home.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I would probably, it's not like you're doing horrible. I just would come out more of a solid game plan. See, every meal, like in my book, Empowering Your Health, I kind of lay things out, just, you know, all the details of what it really means. But the gist of it is that you do 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between, and you want to eat foods that reduce inflammation in the body, all right? So each meal comprised of 3 different things: lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. All of those are extremely good. And of course, you're getting a little bit of everything, but that's exactly what your body needs. And you're being strategic. And so when you're being strategic with something like that, of course, it makes a big difference. So those are just a couple things that you want to think about. I would definitely look into some of the supplementation, because you're not going to get everything you need out of your foods. No matter how, you know, if you eat organic or if you don't, doesn't really matter. You're not going to get everything that you need. So the supplements always kick in, and they are very helpful. What does your exercise routine look like now?
I'm on my feet for anywhere between 8 and 10 hours a day, and it's going. It's not standing in a machine. It's up and down stairs. I do building maintenance for a property management company. So I've got about 9 buildings that I work in a week's time. Some of them are 2 stories, some of them are not. And I'm up and down ladders. I do electrical plumbing. So I'm in pretty good shape as far as physically in shape. I'm 6'3", weight 208, so I figure I'm right in that healthy range as far as weight to body height ratio is concerned.
You know, it's good that you've got a job like that that keeps you moving. I mean, that really is, you know, from a physical activity standpoint, it's very good. I'd probably look into a couple of things. Even when you have a constant active job like that, you still want to have some concentrated exercise time. It's just really good for cardiovascular benefits. Now, that could be 20 minutes 4 or 5 days a week that's, you know, running, or it could be weightlifting, which I'm a big fan of. I think if you've already got a lot of cardio activity where you're walking around on your feet and climbing, then some weightlifting would be good, because you keep your rest periods in between your sets. And, you know, also, by the way, you can get a personal trainer for a short period of time. They can kind of show you some really great routines. I'm just a big fan of that, because you increase a lot of your hormone output, from testosterone to growth hormone, and that just helps the repairability all throughout the body. But you just, it's just a great tool. Even 3 days a week is enough to maximize your hormones, and then, you know, cardiovascular output as well can be affected. Increasing oxygen like that at that high level into the body, I guess where I'm going with all this, is not only good for your overall health, but it's great for the regeneration and repair of lung tissue. So, you know, again, there's another lifestyle factor or choice that you can add into your life that can make a huge impact, okay? So just kind of keep me posted on how things go. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. Thanks so much for being a listener, man. It's great to talk with you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Now, we always hear about taking a daily aspirin. You know, it's been something that has been kind of pushed in medicine for quite some time. And so the question is, taking a daily low-dose aspirin, whether it's proven beneficial for people who have had a heart attack or have narrowed arteries. But many people without cardiovascular disease now take aspirin each day in the hopes of starving off heart problems. Well, is it really warranted? So here's the deal. They did a study and analyzed data from about 9 different studies, around 100,000 adults, and their average age about 55. No participants had any cardiovascular disease when the study started. In a 6-year span, they noted medical problems, which were, you know, coronary artery disease. Some had bleeding. In that time, the deaths related to cardiovascular disease included heart attacks and strokes occurred at essentially the same time or at the same rate for people who did or did not take the aspirin. So overall, aspirin takers had a 10% lower chance of having cardiovascular problems, primarily in the form of a heart attack or a stroke, and a number fueled mainly by a 20% lower risk for a fatal heart attack. No differences were really found between men and women. So what's the reality of it? The reality of it is, do you need the aspirin or do you not? Research is kind of starting to show that possibly you don't. So people without cardiovascular disease who take aspirin daily for more of a preventative method, which has kind of been a train of thought recently, sometimes referred to as using it to thin your blood. Well, just be careful because aspirin, you know, has some pretty strong side effects, can also lead to excessive internal bleeding. I have this argument in this chat a lot with folks. You've always got to go with what your doctor says because you've got to be under their care. But I can just tell you that just as a general rule of thumb, if you're looking to thin the blood, there are some great options out there. And you might want to talk to your doctor about vitamin E. Now, some docs are not real big fans of using vitamin E supplementation, but you know, you can constantly get your blood checked by your physician. They can check on it. They can make sure everything's going okay. And simple blood testing can do that. But vitamin E, 400 to 800 IUs a day, has been able to get good research. But you don't want to do that. You definitely don't want to switch off of an aspirin to that. You want to make sure your doctor's working with you. That is one area that you do not want to play around with by yourself. And, you know, but I'm just letting you know there are options there, and you got to talk to the doc about it and discuss it. Because it's, like, for example, vitamin E's got so many great benefits to it. Just, I mean, my gosh, it's incredible for all your vessels, and it, of course, it does thin the blood, but it reduces the plaquing in the arterial walls. I mean, it's got so many great health benefits to it, strong antioxidants. So, I mean, something definitely to think about, especially as an alternative to aspirin, which has kind of been that gold standard for so many years. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's go to Bob now. Hi, Bob.
Hey, doctor. I'm a long-time listener. Enjoyed listening to you.
Well, thanks.
And I guess first I wanted to congratulate Al. I'm in my late 50s and quit smoking about 15 years ago, and everything you told him was right. I mean, I don't know if I quit smoking because I was running or it helped me clear my lungs out, but one way or another, you know, that and also, you know, weightlifting with as long as you're, it can be cardiovascular, too, as long as you don't stop between and, you know, rest too much.
Sure.
So it was a great thing for me. But my question was pretty simple. You know, we're in our late 50s. We try to take care of ourselves. Basically, you know, we take vitamin D, B12, some vitamin C. And I used to take some vitamin E, which you were talking about, but I haven't lately. But you know, we're noticing that even with, you know, a fairly healthy lifestyle, we're kind of settling in, you know, the midsection, gaining some weight.
Sure.
My real question is why do we get so much misinformation about nutrition and diet? I mean, you can go on the internet and you can get all kinds of stuff. It just drives me crazy just trying to figure out, well, who's right? Aren't there any, you know, studies or, you know, shouldn't there be some kind of one thing that makes this all right? And I admit I have not read your book, but from what I can tell, your book is pretty much like we think, is don't eat a lot of processed foods. And but I just wanted you to comment on why we get so much stuff. Is it just a, you know, a con game, or is it just that nobody knows?
No, I know what you're saying. There are standard journals now, the American Dietetics Association, which they changed their name to the American Academy of Dietetics and Nutrition, but they have a standard journal, peer-reviewed, but you do have to wade through all that and just kind of go with some experts, maybe like myself and, you know, Dr. Oz and some other folks out there that are doing it and staying on top of it. Hey, right, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-890-3525. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station. But it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. Call 1-800-890-3525.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Connect with the show online, OnCallRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on. But realize this, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. The reality is, though, that whatever we do with our health, we have to make the choice. No one else can do it for us. You have to make the decision. And that's great, though, because it lies many times in your hand. And you don't have to just hang it up on the wall and put it to genetics. Many times that we like to do that and just say, oh, it's just genetics. It is what it is. Grandma passed it down. Grandpa passed it down. That's just a bunch of bunk, really, at the end of the day. It comes down to what we've been doing over a long period of time. What we put inside of our bodies every single day matters. And so you always want to really sit down and say, okay, what are my goals? What do I want to see? Do I want to have lower blood pressure, to see my cholesterol get low or drop 30 pounds or, you know, whatever it is. No one can do this but you. And it's not about you being a victim, and it's not about, you know, me coming down and just being hard on you or anything. It just really comes down to you have to just define your goals and go for it. Because at the end of the day, it takes action, massive, radical action to see results. And you can do it, though. The body can regenerate, and we don't have to hang it up on woe is me. Things can change. You can change. But you have to be willing to. You have to want to. You have to have the desire to. And we'll give you the tools. That's what this show is about. That's what I'm here for, is I want to be able to encourage you and see you live a better life, because you can. Life is meant to be lived and live with passion and be able to be excited about all that's going on and all that you are given. But, you know, when you got a beat down, broken down body, it's tough to do that sometimes, but it can change. And that's the good news. Let's go to William. William, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hey, doctor. Might I say that you're a true inspiration to me, and I love everything you do on the show.
Thanks. It means a lot.
My question to you is that I have slightly high blood pressure, not very high. I'm overweight, 235 pounds, and I'm 28 years old.
All right.
And I have panic attacks, and I'm wanting to know what the best way to control them naturally would be.
All right, well, panic attacks, is that the main thing you want to talk about?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, panic attacks. So we're talking about GABA. GABA is one of the brain chemicals that we deal with in, you know, neurotransmitters, what we call it. And with the neurotransmitters, the key is first nutrition, and then, you know, there's some supplementation that you can do. Of course, doing your best to manage life stressors can help. But believe it or not, when it comes to GABA, which is the big one, it's the one, what we call inhibitory neurotransmitter, okay? It's the one that chills us out, which is why it can cause panic attacks. But you can eat there's a lot of foods. You can eat certain foods, and it will actually cause your GABA levels to get low. And when GABA gets low, stress and anxiety, or anxiety is a better word, actually gets elevated. All right. And that's when you experience these little panic attacks. Well, they're not little. I know they can be a little bit scary. But here's kind of the list for that, okay? First things first is there's certain foods that you need to avoid from what the research says. And these are foods that are pretty common that you probably think are health foods and you probably eat all the time. But here they are: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds. Walnuts, okay? Now, all the grains, for the most part, wheat, rye, barley, oats, Okay, those are all factors that will lower GABA levels and cause more anxiety. Salmon, spinach, and beans, those three are big key players in this as well. So you got to be really careful with those foods. Now, there's great alternatives. You know, I mean, think about it. If you can't eat salmon because it can trigger some of this, you know, there's trout, there's mahi, there's all kinds of great fish out there that you can eat. But, you know, you just want to steer clear of some of these things. But, yeah, I mean, those are the keys. Now, here's the supplementation that can really help with GABA levels. And remember, a lot of times they make GABA supplements that is just straight GABA. But the problem is that GABA doesn't really cross the blood-brain barrier. So there's not a lot of absorption that goes on with that. So you have to take the cofactors that actually make the neurotransmitter. So L-theanine, L-taurine, those are known to be helpful. Also, pyridoxal 5-phosphate is part of that pathway too. That's a vitamin B6 derivative. And those all can be helpful. Your omega-3 fats are always known to do that. So the health food store folks will always be able to help you. You might want to check in and look into some of that. All right. But it's pretty incredible how it works. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to focus on what can you do to get your brain chemistry up from a natural perspective. And, of course, medications can help. So whatever your doctor has you on, it's a smart thing to do. But the nutritional side is, you know, if you're managing something with medicine, this is kind of my train of thought. And what I encourage people with is if you're managing something with medicine, don't freak out. It's not horrible. Okay. But if you are doing that, what are you doing from the natural side to build your body chemistry up so that it can function at the highest level? And that's what you always want to ask yourself. You know, what am I doing to really build my chemistry back up? And, you know, so that's why I'm kind of laying out some of these things for you to look into and look up on and do some research on, because it can be helpful and can be great additions to what you already are doing. Okay. So just be encouraged. I know you've got to drop some weight. You know that's going to help. I know you know that. And taking it day by day is the key. Follow a lot of the basics that I talk about, from exercise, drinking plenty of water, getting your blood chemistry done from a nutritional perspective so you know exactly what your body chemistry needs. And if you do that, that's going to get you set in a very good position to win. And that's what it's about, man. It's about putting the effort out to win, because I know you can do it. Keep me posted on all of it, and we're here for you each and every night. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-989-4292. That's 888-989-4292. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement of $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. It cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC 1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.